I would watch you back then. In our tutorials, I would sit opposite you at the table, 10 or 15 people around us, the professor droning on about, I don't know, something to do with American history, and there you would sit, leant back in your chair, with your beautiful face and gorgeous body. I couldn't take my eyes off you. I would see you in the library. I would go there in the hope of seeing you. Sometimes you would catch my eye. That can't have been difficult. My eyes were always upon you, gazing longingly. You must have known. You must have known that I wanted you. Wanted your hands upon me, your lips upon mine, to be wrapped in your arms, to give myself to you. I couldn't possibly have hidden it. It was practically written across my face, in huge red letters, "Please fuck me." But I didn't know how to ask. I wasn't myself back then. I didn't know how to approach guys like you. Beautiful men. Men who I assumed could take their pick. I knew how to tumble into bed with my friends, tipsily reaching for a connection and failing to satisfy either body or mind. But there was a gulf between me and men like you. Would that I could go back in time, back across the years, armed with what I know now, armed with the knowledge of my power and the knowledge of your need. I would no longer gaze hopelessly, passively, waiting for you to decide my fate. Do you remember that day in the library when you came over to ask my advice? Something about an essay or a book or your dissertation? I barely heard the words. You crouched down beside my table, your thighs taut and hard in your jeans, your arms resting on your knees as you looked up at me and spoke my name. You knew my name. That's when I should have done it. I should have smiled and leant down to you. Leant down until my lips were level with your ear and whispered, "I want you." You would have looked surprised, perhaps a little confused. I would have clarified. I want you to fuck me. And then I would have stood up and walked towards a quiet corner of the library. In amongst the bookshelves, somewhere people hardly ever go. Would you have followed? Would you have watched me walk away from you, taken in the curves of my body, the fall of my hair, the sway of my hips? You would have followed. And I would have taken your hand as I leant back against the bookshelf. And I would have reached up to kiss you, breathing in your scent, running my hands through your hair. And then I would have run my hands down your body, knelt down in front of you, unbuttoned your jeans, and reached inside them to your warmth, to tease your cock into hardness with my hands and my lips. To gently suck it into my mouth and then move my mouth around it and down it, faster and firmer, with your hands on my head and your stifled moans drifting up to the ceiling. And when you were hard enough and desperate enough and wet and slick and strong enough. I would have slid down my jeans, slid down my panties, turned around and bent over for you. And you would have pushed me up against those bookshelves, my hands pinned underneath yours. You would have pushed your cock inside of me, deep into my wet, welcoming pussy, and moved with eager delight as you drove towards your ending. You would have come in me, come hard inside of me, whispering your pleasure with your hands gripping mine. And then, sated, you would have rested your head against the bookshelves and breathed, oh fuck. I would not have come. That would be for another day. Another day with your head between my legs and your tongue against my clit. For now, in the library, I would pull up my panties and jeans, your cum wet between my legs, and I would have walked away, left you there dishevelled, with the memory of my mouth around your cock. I would have walked away without a backward glance, your cum inside me, and my image inside your head, leaving you to find me another day, for you to be the one gazing and thinking and lusting after me. I would do that now. I could do that now. I should have done that then.